Aloha, my name is Talia Abrams. I'm 21 years old from Hawaii, Kauai, and this is my story. There's 8 islands in Hawaii. There was only 60,000 people that grew up on my island with me. So everyone really knew everyone. And if anything happens, everybody seemed to know. I live on Kauai. I grew up 5 minutes from the beach, and I used to surf all the time. In Hawaii and on Kauai in particular, we have a tiny Jewish community. I would say that the community probably has a makeup of majority retirees, and I never knew anything else. My mom is Jewish, you know, an interesting mix of Russian, Austrian, Polish, Latvian, Hungarian. And my dad, he is a mixture of like Hawaiian, Asian, Filipino. My father, he is Christian, and my mother is Jewish. So growing up, that was always very interesting because I wasn't necessarily pushed directly into one. I was pushed into everything. Well, holidays, I did all of them. I did Christmas and Hanukkah. I did Passover and Easter. I did it all. But I always just felt like, apart from the events that I go to, like I felt like I was Jewish. I didn't really have a ton of Jewish friends growing up. One pivotal part of my childhood that I remember, I must have been like 8 years old or around 8. And I went over to my friend's house, and my friend, she's super Christian, but I went over there for a sleepover. I remember that she wouldn't let me go to bed until I let Jesus into my heart. And I remember being so upset, because I like didn't need Jesus in my heart to go to bed. And I just remember feeling so confused and upset that I had to do that, and that people felt like there was something wrong with me if I wasn't trying to be in their religion. Religion is something that you should seek out. It's something you should feel close to without people around you forcing you into it or telling you what you should and shouldn't do. We never had like a synagogue. We had like a Chabad house, and sometimes they would live close to me, and it would be wonderful because then I could attend like majority of the events. I could go stop for a little while at the house and just have questions or just talk to the rabbi, Rebbetzin. But then sometimes the house would move, and it would be a challenge because then I'd have to drive like 40 minutes to get there, and I couldn't just casually go. So the Rebbetzin where I live, she really gave me a lot of attention since there wasn't like as many other Jewish women growing up there. She really cared about my future. I told her that I didn't have a lot of friends, like I just couldn't relate to certain people. She like fundraised money and then sent me to a C-Teen Shabbaton in New York. It's a lot of money to fly from Hawaii to New York and back. She wanted me to get that feeling of Jewish pride and connection with other young Jews my age. So when I was prepping for my bat mitzvah, one thing that I really remember about it is like my father. And he was super supportive. He gave up a lot. I took my mom's last name. I took my mom's religion. But like watching my dad, who was Christian, see me choose my mom's faith and support me through that, that was really beautiful. I went to Israel when I was 17 years old. Prior to going to Israel, we were taken to Poland, and we were shown different sites like Auschwitz and Auschwitz II, Birkenau and Treblinka. No one was really so against me being Jewish when I grew up. Like they didn't really get it, but they weren't really like anti-Semitic. They were just confused. I'm always taught to be proud of like who I am. And I felt like while I was there, I wanted to hide. I was scared to be Jewish. I think I was just mad with God for letting so many things happen. I felt like there was just too many problems, too many people out to get you. And then you go to Israel where you feel like everyone understands you, or everyone can relate in a certain way that you didn't feel in other parts of the world. I feel like I just got to see so much holiness and faith in practice. Everything that we would talk about in my small community in Kauai, I felt like a little bit like at home. And then I went to the Western Wall, and I remember praying my heart out, and I remember crying in front of the wall for how proud people were of being Jewish and how much they were going to fight for it. And if they were going to fight for it, like, why wouldn't I?